USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Saturday that FEMA will begin to assist with housing the influx of unaccompanied minors at the southern border. In a statement, Mayorkas said that a Border Patrol facility is no place for a child and that FEMA would work to receive, shelter, and transfer unaccompanied minors until their immigration case can be processed. The Secretary's directive is for the next 90 days as border agencies deal with a record number of illegal border crossings, many of them being unaccompanied minors. Representative John Kako says adding those responsibilities to FEMA will take away resources from their vaccination efforts. The New York Republican tells Fox News that the order could impact many Americans.
That crisis was created by Biden's executive order, so there's no doubt the disorder at the border was by executive order, and now they're peeling away precious resources from FEMA. And American citizens who need to get have their vaccines and get the personal protective equipment and everything are maybe going to suffer because of the lack of attention.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The FDA is warning of false positives with COVID testing.
The Food and Drug Administration issued the warning on Friday to facilities using Roche Diagnostics' COBUS test. The system is widely used to screen large batches of test samples in hospitals and laboratories for both the coronavirus and flu. The agency warns that problems with the test's processing tubes could result in a false diagnosis and urge healthcare workers to run samples through multiple times to assure accuracy. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Italy is set to begin a new round of lockdowns a year after the coronavirus first hit the nation. The government says it's trying to contain a new surge in cases fueled by new, more contagious variants. On Saturday, the country recorded more than 26,000 new coronavirus cases. In half of Italy's 20 regions, new restrictions begin on Monday, with non-essential shops closed and people allowed to leave their homes only for work or health reasons. The entire country will go under those restrictions over the Easter weekend. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
An apparent warning over a possible COVID surge from Washington is not being well received in Florida. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
When President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night to mark 1 year since COVID came to our shores, he seemed to issue a warning.
Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
That remark not sitting well with Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who responded Friday.
Let me just tell you, there's no lockdowns in Florida, okay? We're not going to let anyone close schools. We're not going to let anyone take your jobs. We're not going to let anyone close your business. So don't worry about that in Florida.
The numbers may back up Florida's approach of defying lockdowns. Despite the presence of the B.1.1.7 variant strain and concerns of a post-Super Bowl spike, COVID cases are still declining. Time will tell if spring break will reverse those gains. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the Earth will get a large visitor later this month. Astronomers say that an asteroid twice the size of the Eiffel Tower will pass close to Earth on March 21st. NASA says the asteroid, named 2001 FO32, will pass the Earth at a distance of more than 1 million miles. Scientists say the close encounter will give them an opportunity to study a potentially hazardous asteroid, but emphasize that there's no danger that the space rock will hit the planet. 2001 FO32 will be about 5 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon when it passes by. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.